Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a few seconds. You boys and girls listening in don't have to be told that spring is in the air. You've probably already been out there shooting marbles or playing hopscotch, and coming into the house with a whopping big appetite too, I suspect. Well, a grand way to satisfy that healthy hunger is to have Mother spread crackers or slices of bread with delicious parquet margarine. You're sure to like parquet. Most girls and boys do. They like parquet because it tastes so good. Yes, sir. Parquet has a flavor that really satisfies, and it's mighty good for them, too. You see, parquet is a swell energy food, and it's also a pleasing way to get some of your vitamin A, for every pound of parquet contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. So have Mother buy this nourishing spread that tastes so good. Parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Now let's join our friend the Great Gildersleeve, who for once has had a happy evening. He's at the Summerfield Jolly Boys Club, surrounded by his good pals Judge Hooker, Floyd Munson the barber, Chief of Police Gates, and the friendly pharmacist, Mr. Peavy. And if we may judge from the sounds which have been issuing from the club for the past few hours, St. Patrick's Day has reached Summerfield.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure is like a morning spring.
No, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I don't know who it is, but somebody's singing it wrong. Somebody doesn't sound Irish.
When Irish eyes are smiling...
You were all right, Chief, and Floyd sounded okay, so it's either Hooker or Peavy. Peavy, what were you singing there?
When Irish eyes are smiling...
That's it. Peavy, you haven't got an Irish bone in your body.
No, now I wouldn't say that. My grandmother was half Irish.
Well, do the best you can, Peavy. Come on, let's sing.
Yeah, let's go. I've got to get down to headquarters and relieve my desk sergeant.
All right, this'll be our last song.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
What the? Every light in the house is on. I hope nobody's sick. Locked.
Who's that out there?
It's me, Bertie. Open that door, will you?
Just a minute.
For heaven's sake, she's got the chain latch on.
Come in quick, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Thank you, Bertie. Bertie, what are you doing with the poker?
Oh, Unky, I'm so glad you're home.
You ought to be in bed, Marjorie. Up at this hour, every light in the house burning? Don't you know there's a war on?
Worse than that, Mr. Gildersleeve. Burglars.
Burglars? What makes you think so?
Oh, Unky, don't talk so loud.
What's the matter? Are they asleep? What is all this nonsense anyway?
Mrs. Ransom called up just a few minutes ago. There's a prowler in her kitchen.
Did she see him?
She heard him. She wanted you to come over and chase him away.
Where is she?
In bed. She said she had the telephone under the covers so the burglar couldn't hear her.
Well, I guess I'd better go over there. Why didn't she call the police?
She did, but the line was busy.
All right, I'll go and see what this is all about. You go to bed.
I'm afraid to go upstairs.
You think the burglar's up there?
He might be. He might have climbed in the window after I came down. I don't think you ought to go to Mrs. Ransom's.
Now, this is all your imagination, my dear.
Psst, Mr. Gildersleeve, you hear something?
No. Did you?
I thought I heard something in the cellar.
Now, Bertie, you're grown up. I expect you to keep a cool head on your shoulders.
Yes, sir.
And don't say psst again. It makes me nervous.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll look in the cellar and I'll look upstairs to make sure there's nobody around. And then I'll go over and see about Mrs. Ransom.
Yes, sir. You be careful, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Don't worry about me. I'll just look down the cellar stairs. Dark down there. Go away, burglars! Well, nobody down there.
Are you sure, Uncle Mort?
I'm positive. But I'll just lock the cellar door so he can't come up here. Now, come on, we'll go upstairs and make sure that's all right.
You go up. Then if it's all right, I'll come up.
Now, don't be silly. Come on, Bertie, you come too.
Yes, sir. But if you don't mind, I'll bring the poker along.
Now, there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. In the first place, burglars don't come this early. They come later.
About what time do they generally arrive, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, around 4. That's when people are sound asleep, so that's when it's safest for the burglars.
I'll never be able to sleep at 4 o'clock again.
Any burglars in here? I guess not. You can go to bed now, Marjorie.
Would you mind looking in the closet, Unky?
It's not necessary, my dear. I'm certain there's nobody in the house.
But, Uncle Mort, if you're sure, would you mind?
Well, of course not. Nobody in there. Now, go to bed, my dear. I'll just go and get my old service pistol, and I'll run over next door.
Why don't you take your air raid helmet, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Good idea, Bertie. If it's good enough for bombs, it ought to be good enough for burglars. Not that I expect to find any over there, you understand. Get my old .45 here. Leroy doesn't know I keep it in here with my collars.
Are you kidding? He showed it to every boy in the neighborhood.
Marjorie, I thought I told you to go to bed.
I will when you go out.
Now let's see. Is this thing loaded? Yes, sir, she's loaded. Well, I'm off to the wars.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you be careful with that thing. Somebody could get hurt.
It won't be me, Bertie. Where's my air raid helmet?
In the hall closet, Mr. Gildersleeve. It's got mothballs in it.
Mothballs? Bertie, moths do not eat air raid helmets.
No, sir. They eat overcoats. But I had to put the mothballs somewhere.
Confound it. How can I catch any burglars? They'll smell me coming a mile away. Leela. Leela.
Darn it. For all I know, she's gone back to sleep.
Leela.
Well, maybe I can hit her window with a pebble. If I can find a pebble in the dark. Here. Well, first shot.
Leela. Leela. Must have her head under the covers. Have to try a bigger pebble. Leela! Well, this one ought to do. That was a real pebble. Leela! Leela, confound it, it's me!
Is that you, Throckmorton?
Of course it's me. Come down and let me in.
I wouldn't dare. There's a man in my kitchen.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Just run down the stairs and open the front door. I've got a gun.
The key's under the mat, Throckmorton.
Well, if there's anybody in there, he isn't making much noise. All right, burglar, here I come, a-rootin' and a-shootin'. By George, it's darker in here than it is outside. Oh, Leela, come down here and turn on the light. Leela!
Are you sure it's all right, Throckmorton?
Of course it's all right. Now, where's the light?
I don't think you should turn on the light yet.
Why not?
The burglar might see us.
There isn't any burglar.
Have you looked in the kitchen?
Well, no.
That's where I heard the noise.
What noise?
I don't know exactly, but as soon as I heard it, I said to myself, burglar tools.
Now, Leela, you wouldn't know a burglar tool if you found a suitcase full of them. What was the noise?
somewhere between a scratch and a scrape. And then, of course, I heard him walking around out there.
Now, Leela, there's nothing to be frightened about.
My, but you're brave.
There, there.
Now, Throckmorton, this is no time for that.
But, Leela...
Maybe we better turn the lights on after all.
I'd better go look around in the kitchen first.
I wish you would.
You realize this is all ridiculous, of course.
Well, I'm just as certain as I'm standing here that there was someone in my kitchen.
All right, I'll go look. I don't hear anything. Do you?
No.
Well, let's go a little further. There's nobody out here, Leela. Nobody but the kitchen clock.
He may have sneaked out on the laundry porch by the back door.
Well, I'll look there. Well, it's just as I thought. Your imagination. What's that?
He's at the door.
There's somebody there.
Throckmorton, I'm going to die.
Don't forget, I've got a gun, Leela.
If you shoot it, I know I'll die.
But, Leela, it's me or him. His life or mine. Stand back, you crook. All right, you ask for it.
No!
Has Gildersleeve shot his old friend, Judge Hooker? Will Leela Ransom faint from the excitement? And what about the burglar? Stay tuned to this station for latest developments. Do you like big, hearty breakfasts with a tempting variety of hot bread and rolls, or a stack of golden brown pancakes? Well, in millions of American homes, parquet margarine is the spread that adds the crowning touch of flavor. Yes, spread with parquet, bread, pancakes, and waffles taste extra good. Extra delicious, you'll say, the very first time you taste parquet. So serve it at your next meal and see how fresh, how delicate, how satisfying the flavor of this delicious margarine really is. And remember, parquet margarine is highly nourishing, too. It's a top-notch energy food, and it's fortified by Kraft so that every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A, guaranteed. So buy the nourishing spread that tastes so good. Ask your dealer for parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Yes, Kraft makes parquet. Back now to Summerfield in the home of the Widow Ransom, where suddenly the peace is broken by a wild shot and a scream, followed by alarms and excursions.
Oh! Hey!
Light! Where's the light?
Light!
Turn on the light!
Where's the switch?
Judge, are you all right?
Leela, where are you?
Have the burglars gone?
For goodness sake, where's the light?
Here, I've got it. Gildersleeve, put down that gun.
Huh? Oh.
Do you realize you almost shot me?
Oh, Throckmorton, they've killed you. They've killed you.
They have. They have not.
Don't worry about him. I'm the one who was almost killed.
Oh, Judge.
Gildersleeve, have you got a permit to carry that thing?
Certainly I've got a permit. I'm a deputy if you want to know.
Well, I think you're both lambs to come over. Here I was alone and just scared to death. I telephoned every man in town I knew, and gracious, here I am in my negligee. I hope you'll forgive me.
Oh, don't apologize.
I have a much prettier one, but it's at the cleaners.
Now, about this burglar, Leela, let's get the facts here.
She's already given me the facts, Judge. She heard noises in the kitchen.
Probably just a cat.
I don't keep a cat. This was a burglar.
How do you know? Have you found anything missing? Any jewelry gone?
No, I always wear all my jewelry to bed, because I'd rather die than lose any of it.
I thought you looked a little dressy.
Is there anything else worth stealing?
Well, I should say so. Now, that great big old highboy there, that's over 300 years old. It belonged to my grandmother Beecham.
No burglar is going to lug that off. Have you checked the silver?
The silver? Why didn't I think of that?
It's the first thing that they steal.
Mother's oyster forks. They're gold-plated. I'll go count them right away.
Gildy?
Yes?
You don't really think there's been someone in here, do you?
Well, I wouldn't be too sure. Maybe we ought to check the windows, see if he dropped a Jimmy anywhere.
No, they're all here, all the oyster folks. And I don't see anything else missing.
See? What did I tell you?
Wait, it's gone! It's gone!
What's gone?
My perfectly beautiful, priceless old Georgian coffee pot. It was 100 years old and solid silver.
You sure you didn't put it somewhere?
Positive. I always kept it right on the tray there with the other things.
It wouldn't be out in the kitchen or someplace?
No, because I always kept it right there. See, Judge, there's the sugar bowl and the cream pitcher, but no coffee pot.
It's a fact.
It belonged to Beauregard's great-grandmother, too.
Let me ask a question. If the burglar was going to steal the coffee pot, why didn't he also take the sugar bowl and the cream pitcher, not to mention the tray?
For a very simple reason, Judge. Because he was interrupted, that's why. Here's the way I reconstruct. He was stuffing the coffee pot into his sack when he heard me at the back door and went sneaking out the front.
Well, it's possible.
I'll tell you another thing. If I know burglars, this burglar will be back.
What for?
For the sugar bowl and the cream pitcher.
Gracious!
Now, don't be alarmed, Leela. Gildy, what makes you think you know anything about burglars anyway?
I've already told you, Judge, I happen to be a deputy sheriff. Besides, the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime. You know that.
Maybe he does, and maybe he doesn't.
Well, he certainly isn't going to return while we stand here like ninnies, with every light in the house on. We've got to set a trap for this fellow horse.
How?
We'll use the rest of Leela's silverware for bait.
What?
We'll pile everything in the middle of the dining room table where he can't miss it. That'll bring him back.
You don't think we ought to bundle them up in a tablecloth so we can just throw them over his shoulder?
I'm serious, Judge. You clean out the silver drawer, Leela, and hand me those silver candlesticks.
But Throckmorton, those candlesticks belong to...
Never mind who they belong to. Let's have them.
Must I give up my solid silver vegetable dishes with the gadroon edges, too?
Everything, Leela. Everything goes in the kitty.
But Throckmorton, suppose the burglar takes them.
You have nothing to worry about, Leela. I'm here.
We're both here.
There, that's fine. Now, when the burglar creeps in the window with his lantern, the first thing he'll see will be the glint of the silverware. That'll throw him off his guard. Turn out the light, horse.
Turn out the light?
Certainly. You don't expect him to come back as long as the lights are on.
I think if you gentlemen don't mind, I'll just run upstairs for a moment.
That's right, Leela. This is no place for a woman.
Turn off the lights, Gildy.
Douse them, Judge. Dark, isn't it?
Dark as pitch.
Where are you, Judge?
Right over here.
Well, don't get so far away. Judge, I'll tell you what.
What?
I didn't know you were there.
What do you want?
Well, when the burglar comes...
Yes?
You jump on him, and I'll run for the phone.
Oh, no, you don't. We'll both jump on him and let Leela phone.
Okay. Judge?
Yes?
The bookcase in my den, on the third shelf behind the Harper Classics.
Yes?
That's where I keep my insurance policies.
You ought to have a safe deposit vault.
I know. I wish I had. And I wish I were in it.
Judge.
What is it?
Did you hear something?
Not me.
Nope. Must have been my imagination. He's coming in. Get ready, Judge.
We've got you covered. Throw up your hands or we'll blow your head off.
Well, now, I wouldn't do that.
Peavy!
It's Peavy!
Turn on the light, Judge.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve, Judge.
Peavy, I thought you were home in bed.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, I wish I were.
What are you doing here?
Well, it seems that Mrs. Ransom called up a while ago.
I know, I know. She called up the judge, too. She called up everybody.
Mrs. Peavy insisted that I run over here and see what I could do. She's a little on the nervous side herself, Mrs. Peavy. Always hearing things. There's hardly a night that I don't have to get up and make a tour downstairs.
All women are the same.
Sometimes I think they just like to get men out of bed.
Why, it's Mr. Peavy.
Good evening, Mrs. Ransom.
It was so good of you to come over. You'll excuse me if I'm a little informal.
Yes, indeed. Was there something?
I heard sounds, Mr. Peavy. I definitely heard sounds.
She thinks it was a burglar.
It was just as I was getting ready for bed. First, I thought they were in the kitchen, and then it sounded as if they were on the roof outside my window.
Well, I don't want to alarm you, Mrs. Ransom, but you know, it might have been a peeping Tom.
Mr. Peavy, aren't you nice?
Well, whoever he was, we scared him away. We might as well be getting home, I guess, fellas.
Yes.
Oh, don't go. Please.
But, Leela, it's after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Please, Throckmorton, don't leave me all alone by myself in this big old house. I won't sleep a wink all night.
But what are we going to do?
Well, if it wouldn't be asking too much, if you could spend the night down here on the sofa.
What? You want me to stay down here alone?
Well, I thought...
Oh, no. I'll do it if the other fellows stay, but that's all.
Well, how about it, Judge? Will you stay and help protect Throckmorton?
I don't want any protection, but I get lonesome.
Leela, as long as you ask it...
Oh, thank you, Judge. I knew you would. Mr. Peavy, will you?
Well, now, I...
Please, pretty please, I'd feel so much safer if you would.
Yeah, come on, Peavy, let's make a night of it.
Well, I don't know what Mrs. Peavy's going to say. Yes, I do, too. But I'll do it anyway.
Good for you.
Atta boy.
After all, she sent me over here. Let her worry.
I declare I'm just so grateful to all you boys coming over here to watch out for me like this. Judge, you want to pull those two chairs together for Mr. Peavy to sleep on?
Give us a hand here, Gildy.
Judge, I guess you'll have to sleep on the love seat. Throckmorton gets the sofa, for obvious reasons. I'll run upstairs and get some blankets.
You know, I don't mind doing a lady a favor, but there's one thing I'd like to know. Where is the chief of police? Burglars are supposed to be his problem.
You know very well where the chief of police is, or where he was, at the barber shop. Of course, there's no telling where he and Floyd went afterwards.
I believe they were headed for Ireland.
Won't this be fun? Just like camping out. Now, here's a blanket for each of you. Make yourselves comfortable, you hear? Throckmorton, stretch out on the sofa there. That's right.
Tuck me in, Leela. I want to be tucked in.
Me too. I usually have someone kiss me goodnight.
Now, you behave, you hear?
Old goat.
I'm not going to tuck anybody in but Mr. Peavy.
Oh, now.
Come on, Mr. Peavy, lie down there.
Well, really, Mrs. Ransom.
That's it, under your chin. Now, we'll just make you nice and comfy.
Well, now, really, I don't usually get this kind of attention at home.
There you are, snug as a bug in a rug. Well, good night, y'all. And I think you're darlings, every one of you.
Sure you wouldn't like us to come up and tuck you in, Leela?
Quite sure. Good night now, you hear?
Good night.
Good night, Leela. Lovely woman. Happy to be of service to her any time.
Go to sleep. I'm turning out the light.
These confounded chairs. Never meant to sleep on. All they do is slide apart. You think you're settled and they slide apart. No darn good. They slide apart.
Answer that, Bertie. Oof! Zeke, who is that? Emma? Oh, daylight. Well, I smell coffee. Leela must be up.
Oh.
Mrs. Ransom?
Yes?
I'm Chief of Police Gates.
The chief? Wait till I give him a piece of my mind.
Come in, won't you? You're a little late, I'm afraid.
Well, better late than never, I always say. This is my deputy, Mr. Munson.
I've met Mr. Munson.
Hiya, Mrs. Ransom. How's it going?
Here's Gildersleeve. I heard you had a little excitement over here, so I ran right over. I thought I'd just... What are those bodies doing in there?
It's Peavy and the judge. They're asleep.
Let's not wake them. Come on in the dining room.
Chief, did I hear you say Floyd was a deputy?
That's right. I took the pledge last night.
Listen, Chief, in the name of law and order, where have you been?
Where haven't we been? When we left you last night, the chief had his prowl car, see? So him and me, we started down Market Street.
Floyd?
Then along comes a couple of likely-looking dolls.
Floyd?
Well, so anyway, it was a long story.
Say, something smells mighty good around here.
I've just been making some coffee. I always have to have it first thing. Will you have some?
Oh, no, no thanks. I've got to get down.
Oh, come on, Chief, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, I might just have a cup to set me up.
Sit down, I'll go out and see if it's ready.
Well, Commissioner, we've almost got a quorum here. What's the occasion of this little gathering?
It might interest you to know, Chief, that this house was broken into last night. A lady's life was threatened, and a priceless heirloom stolen. If it hadn't been for us, the whole place might have been looted.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get excited.
Confound it, that's the trouble with you cops. Burglars running loose all over the neighborhood, and you tell us not to get excited.
Throckmorton, pass me a cup for the chief, will you?
Let me get this straight. Something was stolen, you say?
Tell him about it, Leela.
A perfectly priceless old coffee pot. Georgian it was, over 100 years old and solid silver.
What did it look like?
Well, it went with that set over there. I don't know how to describe it exactly. It was, well, sort of...
Was it anything like the one you've got in your hand?
The one I've... Throckmorton! I've got it! I've got it right in my hand! Now, how in the world? It must have been in the kitchen the whole time.
That's all.
There goes your burglar.
Well, fellas, I guess we can go home.
Now, isn't that awful of me? Here I've kept you up all night and for no reason at all. Aren't I terrible? Aren't I just terrible? Aren't I just simply terrible?
Leela, you can say that again.
Ladies, do you know about the big ration point saver at your food store? It's Kraft Dinner Macaroni and Cheese, the delicious macaroni and cheese that you cook in just 7 minutes by the clock. For one single red ration point, you get two boxes of Kraft Dinner, and each box gives you enough macaroni and cheese for a family of four. And it's macaroni and cheese the family will love. Kraft Dinner's special macaroni is fluffy light. And the Kraft grated you also get in each Kraft Dinner package gives you a wonderfully rich cheddar cheese flavor, a flavor lots of folks are positively hankering for these days. So save time, save points, and make a hit with the family. Serve Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese as is. Combine it with eggs or leftover meat, chicken, vegetables. There's real help for Lenten meals or ration meals any day of the week. Tomorrow, invest 1 point in two boxes of Kraft Dinner. Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweeten. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of The Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as The Great Gildersleeve, with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie. Pam Hungate was Leela Ransom, and Lisette Ralph played Bertie. Nick Helton was the judge. Renaud Leboeuf played Police Chief Gates. Charles Lister played Floyd the Barber, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Additional music by Mary Moore Compagna. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.